Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, man, have we got an exciting show for you today. We, because of the coronavirus and the plea from government officials to please stay home and not go out and spread, and the fact that they're shutting down some counties and stuff like that, I didn't want to get called at Hal's house and not be able to come back home. So we are doing a virtual radio show tonight. We're all in different locations, and we have Hal and Rainer.
Hey.
We have Bob and Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Diane.
Hi, how are you doing?
And we have Melissa.
Hey, guys.
And we're all doing virtual call-in video teleconferencing. It's our first time, so we hope everything works out good. It looks good and sounds good on this end. Of course, you can't see us, and Mary didn't dress for TV anyway. She's dressed for radio, as she told me when we got started. Diane,
yes.
Pitt County has put a clamp down on traveling. How's that working out there?
I wouldn't have noticed it. I was out today. I ran three errands, and traffic was a little bit diminished, but Harris Teeter full, CVS, Walgreens full. You just can't go into places like Bagel Man or for pizza. It just says takeout only. So I see people driving. The roads are not bare. We're doing fine. We have two reported cases, I think two cases. One of them, they caught it while they were in Raleigh. So we're doing good. Okay, we're doing pretty good here.
Well, that's good. That's good. I had to go out and get some dog food because my dog can't fend for herself. She's dependent. She's on welfare. She has to be
good
fed.
Your dog's a Democrat.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say that, but basically, Al, you were waving your hand.
Yeah, I went out to Wally World, Walmart, down in Havelock today, and I couldn't even find a cart. The place was real busy.
Yeah, there's nothing on the shelves in our Walmart here.
Well, it's not quite that bad. There's stuff on the shelves, but not the stuff you want.
That's
Mary?
That's right.
We did a curbside out to lunch today. We went to Carolina Bagel and did curbside delivery and had a fantastic lunch.
Oh, good.
I recommend that to keep the local businesses open.
Well, I fixed a big pot of vegetable beef soup yesterday, and I'm still eating on that. And that's good. We grilled chicken. The soup was day before yesterday. I'm losing track of time, folks.
Yeah, it does seem strange. Yeah.
You know, when you're not supposed to be at a certain place at a certain time, you get off balance. It feels weird.
Right. Well, that's my problem is I'm losing track of time. But anyway, yesterday we grilled chicken on the barbecue. And if you're looking for chicken, evidently the only place in town that had any was Aldi's. So
Wow.
I got my chicken breast. All right. Talking about the cities and the counties putting restrictions on travel and things like that, shutting down restaurants. Let's talk a little bit about the constitutionality of that. You know, the famous quote about if you're willing to give up your liberties for a little bit of security, you're going to end up losing both. And, you know, we're in a time like that where we're having to give up some of our liberties to protect ourselves and protect each other, which it's a touchy subject because we all understand the necessity to be sensible and prudent and not do stupid. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't understand that. So I don't think it's right that the government would try to enforce that you can't do it, but I think they should be able to request, and then people have enough common sense to comply with that. Mary?
I'm a little concerned about some of the states shutting down gun shops.
Yes.
I really don't understand. To me, that seems like an obvious infringement on the Second Amendment. There are some states that are not issuing gun permits. And then, I mean, we're being told not to go to church. Okay, that's common sense, but I don't like the idea that the government has the ability to shut down a church.
Right. Well, the governor in Virginia has done that. And my response on that tweet, I think Charlie Kirk is one that tweeted that out. My response here is that's the repercussions of churches, Christians not being involved in politics, trying to keep church and politics separate, and not voting. That's where that came from. Rainer?
I agree with that, Rick, but something that really troubles me is the difference between recommendations and forceful insisting that something be done. They're two different things. And the business of suggesting social distancing, I have no problem with. The business of heavy-handedly doing something about it and taking the power of the state to force people to do things that are infringements on their freedom is just completely wrong. And I'm afraid we've gone there.
Diane?
I'm listening to all of you, and I understand all of your concerns. And I see things just a little bit different. And maybe it's because I have all my kids home from school because their classes are canceled in person, but they can take them online. So they're home taking classes. And they're all doing very well. They understand the necessity of staying home and quarantining. But I have one daughter, my eldest, who's very sociable. And she just wants to keep going out and hanging out with their friends. And she does this from time to time. And we all have the same concern. Where did she go? Who's she hanging out with? How many people were there? Who are these people? What are their lifestyle? There's a lot of things, because whatever she does with them, if she's in contact with someone who's sick, and we know it's pretty good so far, you know, in Big County. But what if it were something like Wake County, you know, or say like New York City, which has more than half of the country's entire caseload? What if she was in that kind of company and she brings that home? And, you know, I'm not a spring chicken. My husband's not a spring chicken. We may be more susceptible to an infection. And, you know, what if my mother, who is 87, if she were staying here because she is convalescing, what if she were here? My daughter didn't mean to bring it home, but she's bringing it to a population that will likely be devastated by it. And I think a lot of these measures are not to I think they're emergency measures. They're not intended to burden our liberties. They're just emergency measures to make sure that we don't unintentionally bring the virus back to a population that can't fight it off.
I see you, Bob. Hold on a second. I agree on partly, but not what I was talking about. Yeah, I found the tweet.
That's what I do. I talk about stuff that no one really wants to talk about.
Well, this is Charlie Kirk's tweet.
Okay.
Ralph Northam just officially closed Virginia churches and made it a crime punishable by up to 12 months in jail and or a $2,500 fine.
How can a governor create a law?
good
question.
That's got
to be the executive order, right?
It must be. It doesn't go into all those details. It just says he officially closed Virginia churches and made it a crime punishable. So it would have to be an executive order. It's an unconstitutional.
It's an unconstitutional. I was going to say that's an unconstitutional executive order.
Right. So, Bob.
Yeah, it's probably also an unenforceable order on his part. But the point that I would want to bring in is, you know, as we were growing up and probably showing our age more, there was certainly much more of a respect for a request from government to, now I can remember back to the polio, you know, what you had to do to stay away from polio or spinal meningitis or a lot of different things. But you look at Diane, to the age group of your children, look at the number of them that flocked to the Florida beaches.
Oh, I know. I know.
Until the government had to shut down the beaches, and the kids still have not given up.
Right. They went there and they brought the virus back to New York with them.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we're doing it a little different. We're doing it virtually over the internet, and we're all separated, but everything seems to be working fine. Hope y'all can hear everything good. Rainer, go ahead.
Melissa's been quiet on all this. What do you think about
it? I was getting ready to raise my
hand. Oh, good.
I absolutely see the need to stay home. If you don't need to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. Stay 6 feet apart. I see the need because that's the only way to stop the transmission. I think what the concern is, and you guys would have seen this more in history than I have, is that you have to really pay attention. You know, like we were just talking about, why are the gun stores considered non-essential right now? Yet in another state, they said the ABC stores and medical marijuana stores can stay open. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is the government, you can't trust just everything. You have to be aware that, okay, yes, on the surface, this looks like it's for our health, and to an extent it is. But at the same time, people need to be aware, don't let government control every part, because then they'll start telling you exactly where to go, when to go, what to do, how to do it. And that's something we have to protect ourselves against.
Well, there's one thing that I just feel sure is going too far with intrusion in people's lives. And one state, and I believe it was Indiana, but I could be wrong about that, has ordered their state troopers and other police officers to stop people traveling on the road and ask them what's their need to be traveling. And I don't think it's any of their business, and I think it's an intrusion and an insult.
Right. It's not constitutional. But, you know, if they stop me and ask me, I've got nothing to hide. I'm going to be honest with them, you know. There's no need to buck them unless they're out of order. Diane, real quick.
Well, we're talking about government forcing us to do certain things and punishing us for doing things that they don't want us to do. But if we look at a virus, something that's serious, what would we do without government telling us what to do? We would be prudent, right? We have families. We have others to think about. We would stay home. We would try and stay away from people. We would try to contain it and not spread any kind of transmission. So the government forcing us to do some of these things, a lot of us would do it naturally.
Well, let me be the devil's advocate on that.
Okay.
You're talking from a standpoint of a generation of people that grew up with some personal responsibility and the sense of self-preservation. We got a lot of them out there now have neither one of those.
I understand.
Without the government telling them what to do, they wouldn't know that they needed toilet paper.
Come on now.
Well, that's the guns, right? The guns are going to come to my house and take my stockpile of toilet paper.
That's right. I think that's the point, you know, that I was trying to make, is that, of course, there are sensible, you know, common sense people like all of us. Of course, we know you need to stay home and social distance. We get that. We don't need anyone to tell us that. Right. But there is that group that, you know, that age group that they allow government to tell them. And if government doesn't say stay off the beaches, what did they do? They flocked right to the beaches. I mean, it's just that's where the scary part comes in, of where you have to pay attention and make sure, you know, you're educated on what exactly is being put into place.
But right. You know what? I would rather risk the virus than risk losing our freedoms.
Bob?
One is much bigger than the other.
One of the ironies is that we do have a daughter on Long Island up in New York, and that's the, apparently that's the ground zero for this for the virus right now. She has talked about coming down, you know, getting out of New York and coming down here, but yet the first thing that she would have to do would be self-isolation for 14 days. Mm-hmm. Gotta either set up a tent out in the backyard or set aside a room or whatever. But not being responsible, she wouldn't have to tell us. If she's going to be responsible, she understands she would have to isolate.
Right. The reason I want to talk about this is because I think it's very important that people be aware of, you know, how far can you go with it? Because it's kind of like a test run. Some of the politicians up there in D.C., as witnessed by the bill they're trying to get passed, are going to see just how far they can go with it. They want to take guns. They want to take advantage of everything. Now, I will give credit to one governor, and that's the Mississippi governor. I think he was brilliant in what he did. He came out and said, look, the state's directive to postpone all elective and non-essential medical procedures applies to abortion services. So no more abortions, and he's going to do everything within his power, whatever action we need to take to protect not only the lives of the unborn children, but also the lives of anyone who may contract this particular virus. So he's shutting down the abortion clinics in Mississippi under this ruling. Mary?
There's another twist in this that really has me concerned. The governor of Nevada has ruled that the use of the malaria medicines to treat this is illegal.
What?
Yeah.
And he's trying to say it's illegal there, but I'm glad you brought that up because you're talking about medications that's been used for years, many
years. But not for that, obviously.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter, yeah.
Yeah. It's FDA approved, mm-hmm. And it's been proven to be very effective. And while we're right there, let me say this. This coronavirus is not new. Coronavirus has been here before. It's been around. This particular strain of it is a little bit more viral and different than some of the past viruses. And who's making money off of it? The people that are genetically engineering it and modifying it are making money because those same groups of people are now trying to rush out vaccines for it. You got to be careful, folks. Got to be careful. Mary, you look like you're getting ready to say something.
Well, it's just, President Trump did an executive order a while back that said if people were in a situation where they were dying, that they would have the right to use experimental drugs.
Right.
I don't understand how this governor can turn around and say, you can't use this. And in the statement and in what he said about it, he totally misquoted what the president had said about trials of this drug. Now, my understanding is by the end of this week, they will have enough people that they have tried this on. Evidently, the combination of the malaria drug and a Z-Pak the virus out of people's systems in 6 days. Mm-hmm. Now that has been, so far, that's anecdotal evidence. But they're trying it on large groups now, and they started earlier this week. So if we know in 4 or 5 days that this is a cure for this, that governor is looking kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and somebody in his state who's dying right now and can't get the drug because of him, I hope that brings him down in more ways than one.
Well, again, let me be the devil's advocate here. I will have to say that from the devil's viewpoint, he's exercising states' rights. Mm-hmm. Now, that's why I'm saying you got to be careful.
Juxtaposition of ideas, but I do get your point.
Yeah. So, I don't agree what he did, but do you want total federal control over your states, or do you want to allow your states to make up their own mind? Now it's up to the citizens of that state to correct that action.
Yeah. It what he did, though, was not something that a legislature passed. Governors don't make laws.
Right. Melissa was waving first, Hal.
Okay.
I just want to know how you guys feel about totally lost my train of thought. Thanks, Bob. How do you guys feel about the different states and the governors crying that the government has the power to get them all the ventilators and beds that they need? Why are they not doing it? And President Trump, on the other hand, is saying, go get what you need. Go get it. Don't wait for us. Don't wait for me to come hand it to you on a silver platter. Do what you got to do.
Yes. In fact, he's saying it will work faster if you don't have to go through.
Exactly. Yes.
So that makes all grades of sense to me. And people insisting on going through the federal government when they could do it for themselves is absolutely ridiculous. I don't know why on earth they're pulling that.
And I think that's just showing, just the great divide, because you have governors who are out there taking care of their own. We've seen it during floods. We've seen it during hurricanes, fires. These states who pick up and go, they don't wait for FEMA to come in. They just do what they got to do. And then you see others sit there crying, help me, help me. You're too late. You're too late. I think the same thing we're seeing here. We have governors who are taking care of their own, but then we also have the governors who reflect the people who have elected them that, why isn't the government coming in to help us, help us, help us? And they complain about the government all the time and they're not doing enough. To me, this is a time for you to step up.
And that's a key moment, because the ones who do step up, who do take self-responsibility, and that goes for states, it goes for individual people, get along a whole lot better.
Absolutely.
It's a much better way to approach things.
And okay, Rainer, let Hal have a turn.
I urge everyone who has a governor that is doing what they're supposed to do to pay attention and vote those people back in.
Rick, I find it really interesting that the president used the word invasion to describe how this virus has come into the United States. He says we're at war with the virus. You know, it's not a shooting war with an enemy trying to invade, but it is a war against this disease. And we all need to pull together. And I think he's implying that war powers to the president had to be used in some instances to combat this virus. So I find that interesting. I don't know that a state actually has war powers, but then I agree with what Rick said, that you don't want the federal government dictating everything that goes on in every state either. So it's a real strange situation.
It is, and it's a great learning experience for everyone. Folks, if at any time you ever thought you needed to go out and start looking for the truth, now's the time. Now's the time to go looking. Google's filters have been taken down. Before, if you were to search for certain search terms on Google that they considered to be way right or right wing, they would filter that out and you would never see the results of it. You would see what they wanted to see that went along with their agenda. Well, that's been taken down now. So when you search for stuff now, you're going to get all of what you're looking for. And same thing on YouTube. The Google and YouTube, both those filters have been taken down. So take an opportunity here to get out there, learn as much as you can, because this is a test. This is a test to see how far certain people can go with trying to take control and how far we'll let them. Look how quickly they got us all indoors and off the streets. Look how they started it with toilet paper. Now, we've talked about the Mockingbird Project, and that's where the CIA started it, where they wanted to control the mainstream media so they would give them the talking points that they wanted pushed out. The mainstream media would all receive them at the same time, 4 a.m., and that would be their talking points for the day. And that's why they called it Mockingbird, because you could jump from channel to channel and hear the same exact words and phrases over and over again. Well, this time they used it for a different purpose. They pushed it out there that toilet paper supplies were being exhausted. So what did everybody do? They rushed out, wiped out all the toilet paper off all the shelves and all the stores. But what did they also do at the same time? They picked up other things they needed. If they'd have told people to go out and look, this, we're going to have to shut things down and, you know, you need to go out and buy groceries and get prepared, what would they have done? They'd have wiped out all the food. So I thought, you know, that's my opinion. I thought it was a brilliant move. On the behalf of the people behind the scenes that caused that to happen, they knew take something like toilet paper and people would go out. And at the same time, while they're in the store, they're going to pick up essentials that they're going to need without panicking and buying up all the food. Great move. Mary, were you?
That's part of it. It's interesting. If you go into the stores now though, the shelves, like the meat shelves and stuff are pretty bare.
Yeah, they are. They are.
We were in Harris Teeter yesterday, and thank goodness we have enough stuff in the freezer.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've had some interesting topics to talk about, and I hope you folks are paying attention because, like I said, this is a very serious time and a very great opportunity to take advantage of the time you have at home to do some research and do some learning. Things that you may have discounted as conspiracy theories in the past, now would be a good time to really check on it and see, is it really a conspiracy theory or is there some truth behind it? I got news for you. If all you've listened to is mainstream media, you're not being told the truth. And you need to check and verify everything before just going out there and believing it. And I have some good friends that they've swallowed the Kool-Aid 100%, and you can't convince them. And the only way you're going to convince them is if you can get them to go out and start checking the sources, start checking other sources back and forth, and you'll start to see the truth emerge. And once it hits you right between the eyes, you'll say, oh, my gosh, they've been lying to me all this time. Rainer?
You mentioned the certain media taking the barriers down for Google, YouTube, so on. I am puzzled about why they would do that. I mean, I'm delighted that sounds great, but what is the motivation now?
I think Mary's going to respond to that.
With Google, evidently a conservative made a large investment into the company.
Oh,
how nice.
Do you know who?
That's what happened.
Wow.
It's all about money, unfortunately.
Well, at least somebody who has some good instincts also has some money and is using it well from the sound. Yes.
Money buys influence, you know?
It does.
Y'all keep talking.
Okay. Well, on the other hand, mm-hmm. George Soros has just poured a ton of money into anti-Trump ads. Be aware of that. Michael Bloomberg fired his staff after promising them that they would work for at least a year and took the money that from his campaign and donated it again to the Democrat committee to be used in ads against President Trump. So be aware that there's going to be some serious money thrown at the president as we get further into the election season. I think we got into the election season the day after he was inaugurated, but we are getting into the thick of it in the next few months.
Right. Terry, why do you think Bernie is hanging in there? Seems to me he's throwing an awful lot of money away.
Nobody's offered him a house yet.
Oh.
Okay. Well, let me give you another example, people, about if you go out and look for the truth. Now, I'm sure you've heard that Bill Gates, Microsoft, Bill Gates, has a step down from his company as CEO there. And it's from
Berkshire Hathaway as well.
Yeah, he stepped down from that also. I saw an interesting video today. You know, he's involved in a lot of the New World Order type of stuff through the UN and other activities. One of his main things, you know, his father was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. Also, they've been working on and researching and investing in population control. The way to save the world, to save the planet, is to reduce the number of people. Well, people will say that's malarkey. Well, if you're familiar with something called TED Talks, these are scientific talks and things. All you got to do is go to YouTube and search for TED Talks. Search for TED Talks, Bill Gates. You'll find him giving a presentation where, quoting him right out of his mouth, he says, if we can perfect the vaccines and some of the other things they're working on, they can improve the population growth and reduce the population. Now, that's not an exact quote, but that's basically what he's talking about.
When you say TED Talks, is that T-E-D?
T-E-D, TED Talks.
Well, isn't this also part of Agenda 21? Is by regulating land usage, you have to necessarily regulate how many
people. Agenda 21 is now Agenda 2030.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is.
Well, isn't Bill Gates involved with Common Core also?
Yes, he funded it, did a whole lot of investing into it, and yes, he's responsible for that also. Not solely.
By the way, this epidemic that we're going through right now in the year 2020, just like the Y2K epidemic, this one is getting renamed the Y2Ply epidemic.
I thought it was the Wu Flu. It was the book 1984 where they were recycling people. They had everybody going down in the hole to be recycled. That was another case of reducing the population.
Yeah, 1984 and Logan's Run was another one that was...
Soylent Green was another one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of examples of books that are saying you've reached your useful peak.
Yes.
That's an allergy cough.
Yeah. Good. All right. I was trying to look up something there, so that's why I was not interacting with you at that particular point. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff out there if folks will just take time to go and look for it and willing to look at it with an open mind and continue to do your research. And if you can find four or five sources saying the same thing, maybe you need to consider there might be some truth to it. I don't know. Bob?
Yeah, you know, Rick, I'm going to go back to a little earlier thing that we did. You know, where you talk about the governors or politicians saying, why haven't we declared this emergency, that emergency, whatever else? I think if you're actually watching, I say valid news sources, but you listen to various private corporations really, really stepping up to the bar. Whether it's who's the
My Pillow
guy is converting some of his machinery to now make make the masks.
And
GM and Ford apparently are making parts for the ventilators, and various people have taken on using these 3D printers, making parts for ventilators, turning what would normally be scuba gear into ventilators. A totally, totally different use that apparently it's really outside the box thinking. And that's really what this country needs, is much more outside the box thinking.
Distillers making hand sanitizer.
And also
bring it back
to be manufactured in this country.
You know, that idea is not entirely new. Back during the war between the states, a lot of the people had been making wheat combines and things like that, and farm equipment, almost immediately turned it to producing weaponry. Started with pistols and then went with rifles and then repeating rifles.
Right, and I think that's part of what makes America great, is that we inherently know what to do, and if we have the capability, we're going to go do it. I think that, who was, I can't remember, but he was making a great point. You know, they asked him, why isn't the government making these factories do this? He said, you don't have to compel someone to do it when they're already doing it. You know, you don't have to make them do it, because they already are doing the right thing. And that's what makes America great.
Yeah, a lot of ingenuity here. I wanted to go back to something I think Rainer said before, maybe Hal, is, you know, we're listening to governors and presidents and all these leaders telling us what are essential services, what are essential, and we don't need the guns, we don't need this. But, you know, we know what our rights are, and we know what are important rights and why they're important. So maybe these are opportunities for activists like ourselves, for anybody out there, is to point these things out to others. We all know that there's a lot of population, a big chunk of population, they're just waiting to be told what to do, because they don't want to think for themselves. They don't want to do the research. But if you get the articles out there, you bring points out and you articulate them well, you can change a lot of minds. And that's where we can all come in.
Well, I want to thank Rick for working so hard on this new technology, these group meetings, the virtual meetings. And Bob has gotten pretty sharp about that too, because this is a tool that will allow us to reach across a lot more area than we've ever been able to before with CCTA, with podcasts, various things like that. Bob and Rick were both quick to realize the potential for this to help us coordinate things with people over greater distances than we've been able to before.
Right.
Across the state would be no problem at all.
Once we get everything perfected and the kinks worked out, we'll probably be doing some shows where we let viewers out there, listeners out there, participate in. A lot we can do with it. We need to take a break real quick, though, and we'll come back after we hear from our sponsors.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, I talked about the Bill Gates thing. I found a video during the break. And what he's talking about here is trying to get rid of or lower the CO2 emissions down to zero. So take a listen to what Bill Gates has to say.
On the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. But let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
There you go, folks. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
If we work real hard on new vaccines and health care, we can lower the population by 10 or 15%. Good Is that not scary to you guys?
Not encouraging.
And you know, another thing, he talked about getting CO2 down to zero, like that was a good idea.
I know.
Yeah. And the truth is, if you do that, you'll kill all the vegetation on the planet.
Yeah. So there goes our food.
Right. Well, what you would expect them to be saying was if we do real good on new vaccines and healthcare, we can save the population. But that's not what he said.
No.
Bob.
I want to change the direction for just a few moments. You know, this what we're dealing with right now in this epidemic or whatever else, we have learned a little bit more about the real value of the various jobs around us. How much value do you put on a basketball player, football player, whatever else right now, versus the truck driver that's trying to bring the supplies to your store or in the hospital? What's the values of those people? For a while, I had heard that the real value in the medical industry was the medical coding of the cost of your various treatments. Somebody that figured out how to code the treatments that you went through so it could be given to an insurance company and they could get reimbursed.
Hogwash.
And now this has really shown that the real front line for the medical industry is being restored back to the doctors and nurses.
Right. All right, well, folks, that video we were just talking about is called Innovating to Zero, Bill Gates, and it was put out February 20th of 2010. So if you're interested in listening to that, and that's what I'm talking about, doing your research. Go back and see what is actually going on. All right, Melissa, tell us about how our legislators are looking out for us in Washington, D.C., because I know they got a handle on getting this aid package out to us as quick as possible, right?
Absolutely. That's their top concern. They are doing things such as slipping in $35 million to aid the Kennedy Center. Pelosi tried to put in that all abortions during this time would be government funded as a necessity. What else have we got?
All the money to the refugees, and now you have New York City says it's not fair to them since they have such a big burden of cases. They want more to help their city. It's overloading their healthcare system.
Quick question. Voting.
Melissa, a quick question was, how did they come up with a 1,000-page bill while they were all on vacation?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well,
question, Bob.
I heard one congressman say that he'd have been unable to read it, and he was headed back to Washington, D.C. from wherever he was in order to get there, hoping to get there in time to actually read it before he had to vote on it.
Well, that ain't going to happen because it's 1,400 pages.
Isn't that something?
Quite honestly, I hope they vote it down. We would be far better off to maintain our freedoms, to stick with the situation for unemployment that we've got right now and say thank you, but no thank you. Just can the thing. Forget it.
Some other things in there, $15 an hour minimum wage, same day voter registration.
Is this the House version you're talking about?
Yes, this is Nancy Pelosi's version. Same day voter registration. Zero ID requirements for mail-in ballots.
Yeah,
mail-in ballots.
We've been talking about some of that showing up in the Senate version of the bill, this renegotiated thing, which is I'd expect that from Nancy Pelosi. I would not expect it in the U.S. Senate.
Well, I heard, they had reached some agreements on getting a lot of those things out in the Senate version.
Well, today we were talking about the Senate version, right? So you have the House version, you got the Senate version.
Right.
Yeah. Melissa.
Well, I mean, I just want to say, yeah, there is the House version, there is the Senate version, and I really urge you, if you are in a questionable stance right now on where you're going to vote in 2020 for anyone, I think that you need to really see what was important to both sides, you know, what...
Absolutely.
And see if it aligns with what you agree with. What was important, you know, with the abortions and the carbon footprint of the airlines right now at a time like this, really? So, you know, and then go look at the other side. What's in the Senate bill? You need to read it for yourself.
Right.
It blows me away that Nancy Pelosi thinks that this epidemic is going to last until election season. It also blows me away that she links this to abortions. They link this to a whole bunch of green energy. It's amazing. This goes back to whoever said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
I
think that was Rahm Emanuel. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The senator who said that, the congressman, when will we ever get $1.3 trillion to make all our plans come to fruition?
Yeah.
What I wanted to say is that Rainer found a report. Maybe she can quote exactly where it came from, but it was showing how the certificate of need requirements in various states have reduced the number of beds available for people for use during this coronavirus. And it went state by state, and it's pretty dramatic that the certificate of need requirements do reduce the number of beds available for people in the hospitals considerably beyond. For instance, if a state had that certificate of need, and then did away with it, they almost immediately increased the number of beds available for people in hospitals.
Well, we are about out of time here, so we're going to wrap the show up. Folks, thanks for joining us. This is a new experience for us, and I'll know soon when I go to edit it if everything turned out all right. We certainly hope so. This is CCTA Wake Up Call, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, on their first virtual broadcast. We have tried this now, and we've got this one in the can, so no telling where we're going in the future, but hopefully.
And no germs were transmitted during the...
Right.
No, but it's not sure how fun as getting together is.
Yeah,
that's right. Nobody was licking the screen or anything.
It helped a lot to be able to see each other.
Yeah. Well, we're used to being able to see each other. So. Anyway, we'll try to do this again in the future. We did have to cancel this month's meeting because of the virus situation. Hal had a great program planned, and we plan to try to bring that on as soon as things clear up and we're able to. Or we may have to do it virtually like this. So we'll keep you posted. Again, CCTA Wake Up Call, thank you for turning in. Please take time to visit our sponsors. Tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring our show. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. And until we get an opportunity to talk to you again, stay safe, be cautious, folks. It is a serious thing. We do take it seriously, but there's a lot of hype and political hyping going on out there over this situation. So thanks again. We'll see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in Newbern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in Newbern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, Newbern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown Newbern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.